And it is time for Talking Books, made possible by Epilogue Books on Franklin Street. Hey, relax and unwind in the heart of Chapel Hill with a delicious coffee, a captivating book, indulgent chocolate, or a glass of wine or craft beer with friends. Epilogue is a place where people can gather to cultivate new ideas, learn old ones, or escape into the welcoming atmosphere that books, chocolate, and coffee all provide. Susan Brown heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library, as earlier mentioned, and she is here in the studio for Talking Books today. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm tired.
I mean, when I say well, I mean I'm bleary-eyed and tired.
Super tired.
Yes.
Yeah. All this basketball. Like, I have to get up at 4 in the morning anyway, so when a game starts at 9:20 at night and runs until midnight, and then you have to go home and process it and come down from it, and going to bed at 2, you're getting up at 4. This is a first world problem, but I'm still going to complain about it anyway.
That's right. It's been my sleep cycle has definitely been off, so I'm looking forward to, also I'll just say, I mean, speaking for myself, I'm just old now, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
there
of course.
Was a time when a 9:20 game, I'd be like, that's great, no problem. And now I'm just like, days before, I was just like, oh, are you kidding me? Is this really happening?
Why don't they start
How
these games at 7:30 or something
right?
like that? It's also weird to be in a country that has like 6 different time zones, because if you're out on the West Coast, and like Brad and I have taken trips to Vegas before, that's Pacific time. And if you're out there and sports is on, like if it's an NFL day, it's a whole different experience
right.
when
yeah.
games start at 9 in the morning and things like that. Like, it's the whole day is completely different. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So
we will get through it.
We get through it. We get through it. And we'll get through the disappointment of the loss, because it was a great season for UNC, like all the way up to the national championship game. And then to have that 15-point lead and lose it in the second half, like it's a disappointing thing. Like, we can still celebrate the team for what they accomplished, and obviously celebrate Coach Davis for what he managed to achieve so much in his first year. But still kind of a disappointment there at the end. So we got to pick ourselves back up from that as well.
Yeah, and I will say, so my boys are 14 and 17, yep. and we were into it. Like, they're super into it, and my younger one especially. And so it was the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat all in the course of, what, 48 hours?
Yeah.
So we've been having those, you know, conversations, and, you know, we should celebrate. I mean, they often talk about, like, we're so tired of living through history, like COVID and war
right.
in Europe and all of this stuff. And I'm like, but you guys are living through this history too, like growing up in Chapel Hill, this happening, Coach Davis's run, this team, you know, all of the scuttlebutt on the team in like January to what happened. Like, we should be celebrating this. And we beat Duke.
Yeah.
In the Final Four.
That's good.
The first time we've ever met.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. So
yeah.
lots of feelings. Feeling all the feels.
So with the disappointment there at the end, we got to figure out how to pick ourselves back up from it. Fortunately, books can do that. So we're talking books today with Susan Brown, recommending books that will help you pick yourself back up after a disappointment, feel better if you're feeling low, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
So the first book that came to my mind, thinking about complex feelings and processing it all, is a book called It's Okay to Laugh, Crying is Cool Too.
Ooh,
so
I like that.
The author is Nora McInerney Permort. Sorry, Nora McInerney Permort. And many people may know her story because of her husband's obituary that went viral.
Okay.
He died after a long battle with cancer, and his obituary phrased it like he passed away he had a radioactive spider bite and went on to battle cancer. And it was like this Spider-Man riff on his story and this really joyful obituary on this, you know, very, very sad thing.
That's
so
cool,
this
yeah.
book is about his wife, how they met. There's romance. You know, he got diagnosed. She was there with him every minute. And it's about all the feelings, the great joy of their life together, the great sadness of his passing. I think it's being made into a movie or like a docudrama series. But if you're feeling all the feelings and want to read about how others have felt all of the feelings, it's okay to laugh. Crying is cool too. It's a wonderful book.
I like that. Yeah.
That
sounds
really
like
great.
A really good take on, because there's a lot of books like, are you feeling down? Feel better with this method or this technique. But
right.
Like,
this is like, feel all the things.
That's a a really good twist on it. Yeah. I like that. So I started thinking about books that you pick them up and you read them and you can't help but smile and laugh and feel better when you're done. And I immediately started turning to comics, and I've got this 3-volume set of Calvin and Hobbes sitting on my bookshelf, the big, like, hardcover 3-volume set that they came out with a few years ago, the complete Calvin and Hobbes. And that comic strip still holds up after 26 years now it's been since Watterson stopped writing it, and it only existed for 10 years, but they were 10 glorious years. So if you haven't read Calvin and Hobbes in a while, or if you've got kids in your life who maybe are younger than 30 years old and may have not been introduced to Calvin and Hobbes, now's your chance. Start reading it, because it's still amazing.
It is, and it's truly a, like, comfort read. So we have all of the collections. They are dog-eared. Torn. And I will definitely find both of my sons, even my older one, occasionally, like, sitting there reading Calvin and Hobbes and still just, like, enjoying it, sometimes on a different level, because it's definitely one of those comics that the best ones do. Like, there's different levels depending on how you
experience
it. You
come back to it 5 years later
and
you read it differently. Yeah. You know you're old when you start sympathizing with the parents more and more.
That's right, you know. Exactly. Yeah. So the other book
I would mess with my kid, too, if I was Calvin's
that's
dad.
That's right. The other book that I will recommend, I was going to recommend a different book, but I'm going to just go ahead and do this one, because this is definitely, like Calvin and Hobbes, a comfort read for my boys. Our copy of it is well-worn. It was pulled back out this past weekend.
Okay.
The book is called Duke Sucks. It's by Reed Tucker and Andy Bagwell. And it is, I really want to take a second and get the subtitle right, because I'm going to say it wrong. Hang on.
Duke Sucks, colon. No,
Duke
Sucks,
really sucks. A completely even-handed, unbiased investigation into the most evil team on planet Earth. So this is the ultimate Tar Heel fans book. It's a collection of essays about why Duke sucks. And it is a comfort read. Even when we beat Duke Saturday, my kids read it on Sunday.
Read.
Like, they were passing it back and forth, like, oh, yeah, that's right.
That's also true, yeah.
Yes.
We just re-aired, I think, D.G. Martin's interview of the weekend with the author of To Hate Like This Is To Be Happy Forever, which is another good book about the rivalry, yeah. And, we can celebrate the victory. Like, really do hope that, and I think the rivalry survives. Like, everyone was so worried about, oh, they meet in the Final Four, they meet in the championship game, and that's it, that's the end of the rivalry. I don't think that at all now.
No.
Like, no, the rivalry continues from here on.
And then also
out.
I've heard, like, folks saying, well, with Coach K gone, maybe things will change. I'm like, no, it's deeper than that. Yeah. Neither of those things will cancel
out. Like,
this.
I think K leaving is the thing that jeopardizes the rivalry more than the Final Four game. Like, Duke still has to continue to be as good as they were under K. So if you're a fan of the rivalry, you have to root for John Shire to succeed now. And that's true if you're a Carolina fan or a Duke fan. It's just the way of the world.
That's the one thing, like, the one common ground
we
have
to come together around John Shire, root for his success so that we can root against him when they actually meet in games. Yeah,
I love it.
Awesome. So that is Talking Books. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, let's keep the conversation going. Epilogue Books on Franklin Street is the perfect place to meet up with a friend to discuss recent reads or enjoy some peaceful alone time to reflect in their beautiful space downtown. Head to their Instagram page at Epilogue Books CH. That's Chapel Hill, I believe. Get their new release Tuesday recommendations and see what their staff is enjoying week after week. You can also check out their cafe menu or shop for books and gifts online by visiting epilogbookcafe.com. All are welcome at Epilogue Books.